practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this 19th day of January 2020 with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, and as always, I thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And I trust that you're going to church today. Are you? Well, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then that is something that God would expect you to do. And so this program is designed to help you get ready for going to church and worshiping the Lord along with others of like precious faith. We're going to begin with a song entitled, What a Day That Will Be. That's something for all of us to look forward to.
Day that will be. What a day glorious day that will be. Day that will be.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, my pastor, when I was growing up back in western Pennsylvania, lost his wife. She went home to be with the Lord. And I can remember that after she did, that became his theme song, because he was looking forward to seeing her and, of course, looking forward to seeing the Lord as well. But is it not true that those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ have a lot of things to look forward to? Praise God for that. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today on this 19th day of January. And, of course, we're in wintertime now. A week or so ago, we were having nice weather, 50, 60, 70 degrees. But we're back into winter weather right now, and that's what we can expect during this time of the year. But I want to remind you that our church is nice and warm. And so this morning at 9:30 is Sunday school. At 10:30 is our morning service, and this evening at 6 o'clock is our evening service, and we invite you to come on out and be a part of us. I just want to mention something here as it relates to weather, and that is that during the wintertime, we never cancel a regular service for bad weather. And we will cancel other events around the church, but a regular worship service we will have. And I've often said to our people, we want to keep the church open. Now, you use your own wisdom as to whether or not you should get out and travel on the highways. But if you get out and travel on the highways and get to Faith Baptist Church, we will be here. So keep that in mind. You might go to a church that has a closed service. Well, Faith Baptist will be open. And if there's just two of us, that would be you and me, we will have a service. And so keep that in mind as we go throughout the winter months. I would encourage you truly to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about the ministry of the church. You can learn about our missions ministry, our media ministry, our youth ministry. We've got nearly 30 ministries that operate out of the church, and every one of those ministries are designed to bring people to Christ, disciple people in Christ, and enable us to grow in Christ so that we can glorify Christ. And so if we can ever help you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. You might have a prayer request. You might have a question about the Bible. You might need some biblical counseling or help. Give us a call. That phone number is 814-944-2894. And if it's a prayer request, I guarantee you we will pray for you. We are a prayer-minded church here at the Faith Baptist, and if we can pray for you, we will do that. We pray for our community. We pray for our state. We pray for our country. We pray for our world, and we would love to pray for you. So don't hesitate to give us a call, 814-944-2894. But as I say practically every Sunday on the program, it's our desire that you know Jesus as your personal Savior. The Bible says that we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. I encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. And if you do that today, I have a booklet that I'd like to give you, so give us a call, 814-944-2894, and we will send you that booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you today, we do thank you once again for this day that you've given us, a day to worship you, a day to praise you. And Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that they do know the Lord and that they will have the desire to go worship you today in spirit and in truth. And Father, I do know that during this time of the year, and even today, there could be some slippery roads somewhere. I pray, Lord, that you'd give safety to everybody who attempts to get out to church today, that nobody has an accident and nobody is hurt. But Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to gather around the radio every Sunday morning and focus on you. And as I so often say, we have a plan for this program, but you have a purpose for this program. And I pray that your purpose will be fulfilled today for your glory. Take this program and use it in the lives of everyone as it relates to their spiritual need. And we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Don't you love God? Well, the Bible says that we love Him because He first loved us. So let's listen to that song, My Savior's Love.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
In pity, angels beheld Him and came from the world of light to comfort Him in the sorrows He bore for my soul that night.
Oh, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
He took my sins and my sorrows, He made them His very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
When with the ransomed in glory His face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of His love for me.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 5. John chapter 5 and verse 24, where Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, John chapter 5 and verse 24. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Condition of the Believer, let's listen to that old hymn of the faith, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place.
Thank you. faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall.
In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, the Apostle Peter calls Christians peculiar people. Now, that does not mean that we are weird, but it means that we are unique in several different ways. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, we find there that the Apostle Paul gives some of the reasons why we are peculiar, why we are unique. Notice what it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Paul speaks under the inspiration of the Spirit of God and says, What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. What a passage of Scripture that is. That's a passage of Scripture that reminds us what we are in Christ. You know, the Apostle Paul was speaking to the Christians there at the church in the city of Corinth. They were a very carnal church. They were a church that, though they were saved, they were just not living for the Lord. And as you read through 1 and 2 Corinthians, you find that there were 13 major issues that they had at that particular church. I've often thanked the Lord that I was not pastoring that particular church because it really was a handful. But right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians who they are in Christ and what their condition really is as believers. And we see three things in verses 19 and 20 of 1 Corinthians 6. First of all, we see that as believers, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. There you see the Apostle Paul asks a question. He says, What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? And that is so true. You see, the Christians there at Corinth had all sorts of different troubles, including immorality. They were not using their bodies for the glory of God. And so Paul was saying to them, don't forget that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And you and I as Christians today need to be reminded of that, The Bible teaches us that the Spirit of God lives in us. He takes up His residency in our lives, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, that's different from the Old Testament days. In the Old Testament days, the Holy Spirit would come into a person to give them the strength to do a particular task. But in the dispensation of grace, the Holy Spirit has taken up His permanent residency in the life of every born-again believer. And that indwelling of the Holy Spirit begins at the point of salvation. The moment one trusts Christ as Savior, the Spirit of God takes up His residency in that person. And that it is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that enables us to serve and live for the Lord. You and I would not have the power, the strength, the ability, the wisdom, the understanding to serve the Lord and to live for Him if it were not for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But I'm very thankful for the indwelling of the Spirit, because not only does that enable us for living and serving the Lord, but it is also the guarantee of our eternal security. The Bible tells us that we are sealed by the Spirit of God until the day of redemption. The day of redemption really talks about the time when we are caught up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ in the air and go to be with Him in heaven. And certainly, once we are in heaven, we will never be cast out of the presence of God. And so, because of the fact that our body, every one of us as individuals, as Christians, because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, we have that great eternal security. Another condition of the believer is that our owner is God Himself. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20, it says, "What know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price." Ye are bought with a price. You don't belong to you if you're a Christian. I don't belong to me if I'm a Christian. And I'll tell you, I am. Because back on the month of July, the date of 17, July 17th, 1964, I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I am a born-again believer. I trust that you can say that you are a born-again believer today as well. But for those of us who know Christ, our owner is God. We don't own ourselves. And that's the case because of the fact that we've been purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ came into this world, He died on that cross. He paid the price for redemption. He rose again from the grave, and He gave to us the opportunity of redemption, eternal life in Him. And that word redemption means to pay a price. Well, the Bible teaches us that the wages of sin is death. And it was Jesus Christ who died for us so that we might have eternal life. And therefore, He bought us with the price of His own shed blood. And because we are purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ, we are also possessed by the care of God. God takes care of us. He really does. In fact, I've often said that I believe that God cares for us more than we care for ourselves. And of course, that's why we've got so much teaching in the Word of God as to how to live for the Lord, because we are His. He cares for us, and He wants us to take care of this body that we have and use this body in such a way that will reflect Him, in such a way that will be a witness for Him, in such a way that will enable others to see us and want to come to Him through faith in Jesus Christ. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our owner is God Himself. But then thirdly, we see our purpose is to glorify God. He says, "What know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Because we belong to God, we are to glorify God in our body and in our spirit. Over in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, it tells us that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's only reasonable for us to give our bodies to the Lord because, you see, Jesus Christ died for us. God owns us. And therefore, we should give our bodies to the Lord to be used for Him and for His glory. And not only should we present our bodies to the Lord, but we should perform our service unto God, that is, glorify Him. In other words, in everything that we do, we should lift Him up, we should exalt Him, we should show Him, we should promote Him because of the great God that He is. Well, my question for you this morning is this, beloved. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you do, I rejoice with you. And you can rejoice that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that you are owned by God. And so go out and glorify Him in everything that you do. But if you don't know Jesus, you're not on your way to heaven. You're on your way to hell this morning. If you would have died last night, you would be in hell right now. And so I would encourage you right there to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, ask Him to save you, and He will. And if you do that, contact us here at the church. I'll send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, thank you so very much for being there by the radio today. I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. Be careful if you come across slippery roads, but worship the Lord along with others in spirit and in truth. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.